You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Twin Flames Live with Mary Miller.
Mary Miller.
Live from Facebook.com/Worker of Light Spiritual.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Twin Flames Live
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Twin Flames Live, broadcasting live on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. I'm your host, Mary Miller of Worker of Light Spiritual. Now, last week we talked about what twin flames are and some of the common misconceptions surrounding the twin flame journey. Today, we're going to discuss one of the most frequently asked questions I receive. What is the difference between a twin flame, a twin ray, a soulmate, and a karmic? Okay, so many people experience an intense connection with someone, and they immediately wonder which category that person falls into. And while these labels can be helpful, I always like to remind people and encourage people to not become too attached to them. The most important thing is not what label we place on a connection, but what the connection is teaching us and how it's helping us to grow. But let's go ahead and briefly talk about each one of these connections and what they're all about, shall we? All right, let's start with soulmates. And I think this is probably the one that most people are the most familiar with. A soulmate is generally understood to be someone with whom you share a deep soul level bond. Now, contrary to popular beliefs, soulmates do not have to be a romantic connection. They could be a romantic connection, but they could also be a friend, a family member, a mentor, someone you work with, anything of that nature. Soulmate connections are often characterized by a sense of familiarity, comfort, and mutual support. These relationships tend to feel easier and more harmonious than twin flame relationships, although they can still have their challenges. But soulmates often enter our lives to teach us lessons, provide support, and help us grow. But one defining characteristic of soulmates is that they will typically fit into your life as it is right now. They're not going to be super turbulent like a twin flame connection or a karmic connection would be. Which takes us in to karmic connections. Karmic connections are very intense and highly emotional, typically. They tend to trigger unresolved wounds, fears, insecurities, and patterns that need healing. Many people will find themselves repeatedly drawn back into a karmic connection or relationship because there are still lessons that they need to learn from this connection that they have not completed yet. A karmic relationship isn't necessarily bad. It can feel really bad in the process in some situations, but it does bring good with it. In fact, some of our greatest growth can come through karmic experiences. However, karmic relationships will often involve cycles, oftentimes painful cycles, that will repeat until a specific lesson has been learned. And then once that lesson has been learned and completed, the relationship will just naturally dissolve and come to an end one way or another. You will have no control over it. It will just be done. That's the end of the connection. And so now let's talk a little bit about twin flames. The twin flame connection is an incredibly powerful spiritual bond that acts as a catalyst for awakening and transformation. Twin flames tend to mirror one another in profound ways, bringing up hidden wounds, fears, and limiting beliefs to the surface for you to work through. Now, one of the biggest misconceptions about twin flames, and I talked a little bit about this last time, is that they are simply a romantic love story. And while romance may definitely be part of the experience, the deeper purpose of the connection is spiritual growth and evolution. The twin flame journey often pushes both individuals towards greater self-awareness, healing, and personal transformation. One person will always experience a spiritual awakening, and sometimes both partners will as well. Again, I want to reiterate, I cannot reiterate this enough to people who believe they are on a twin flame journey. A lot of people, most people that I come in contact with, assume that if someone is truly their twin flame, they are guaranteed to end up together in a romantic relationship in every lifetime. And that is just not always the case. Twin flames incarnate many times and play many roles in one another's lifetimes, over multiple lifetimes. Because remember, you've been together from the very beginning and you will continue to be together for all of eternity. So you're going to be in multiple lifetimes together, playing multiple different roles. And so, you know, there may be one lifetime in which you guys are romantic partners, and there may be some lifetimes where you're not. The lifetimes where you are romantic partners can sometimes be really great. Oftentimes they can be very turbulent. So the purpose of a particular lifetime with your twin flame is not necessarily that physical union. Instead, the goal should be the growth, healing, spiritual awakening, and completion of specific soul lessons. And then if that physical union comes as well, that's just like that nice little cherry on the top. But it should not be the ultimate goal. That is not the main reason for incarnating with your twin flame. And I know that can be difficult to hear, especially for those who are deeply longing for that physical union, especially those who are still in that runner chaser phase, still going through the obsessive thinking, et cetera, et cetera. But it's important to understand that the value of the connection is not determined solely by whether twin flames end up together romantically. The growth, healing, and transformation you experience along the way is what is most important in this connection. All right, now let's move on to talking about twin rays, which I know I have a lot of people interested in learning about because a lot of people have never heard that term before. It's heard even less than the term twin flames. Twin rays are two souls who originate from the same divine source and are created as complementary counterparts. Unlike twin flames, which are one energetic essence, one divine soul spark split into two different expressions, twin rays are actually two complete souls who originate from the same soul family, and they were created together for a shared purpose. Your twin ray is the soul in your soul family who you have the closest spiritual connection with. Twin ray connections are very harmonious and spiritually aligned, unlike twin flame connections, which come with intense triggers and transformations. Twin ray connections have that greater sense of peace and stability and cooperation. So, how do you know what kind of connection you're experiencing? I know probably everybody listening wants to know that. Here are some quick indicators that you may be experiencing one of these types of connections we've talked about. So if you want to take notes, now is the time to get out a piece of paper or your phone or what have you and take notes. If you miss it, you can always replay this episode of Twin Flames Live when it gets reposted, okay? After the live is over. But here we go. Okay, so indicators that you may be experiencing a twin flame connection. And you need to have most of these, not necessarily all of them, but most of these. There's an immediate feeling of recognition or familiarity. There's an intense emotional and energetic connection. There is strong mirroring of wounds, fears, and insecurities. The connection triggers spiritual awakening and deep personal transformation. There are periods of separation and reunion. Synchronicity seemed to increase after meeting this person. There's a runner chaser phase. There's a strong desire to understand the connection's deeper meaning. There's a feeling that the connection has a purpose beyond romance. And there is extreme difficulty ignoring or forgetting the connection, even after long periods apart. And now, indicators that you may be experiencing a twin ray connection. Like twin flames, there's an immediate sense of recognition or familiarity. There's a deep feeling of spiritual alignment and shared purpose. The connection feels peaceful rather than chaotic. There is less emphasis on triggering wounds and more emphasis on mutual support. You two will have similar life missions, values, or spiritual goals. The relationship feels naturally cooperative. There's a strong sense of working together for a greater good. Communication tends to flow easily. Growth occurs through encouragement rather than conflict. Both individuals feel complete on their own while enhancing one another's lives. And the relationship is described as uplifting, harmonious, and stable. Indicators that you may be experiencing a soulmate connection. And I just also want to say, again, a twin ray is a soulmate. They're just a very high-level soulmate. They are the soul in your soul family that you have the closest connection with, okay? So if you have a twin ray connection, you do have a soulmate connection. The distinction here is whether it's an average soulmate connection or if it's a very high-level soulmate connection with your twin ray, okay? So regular soulmate indicators. There's a strong feeling of familiarity and comfort. There's a natural emotional bond. The relationship feels supportive and nurturing. There's mutual respect and understanding. It can be romantic, platonic, familial, or professional. There are shared values and compatibility. You learn important life lessons without the extreme intensity that's often associated with twin flames or karmics. You feel at home with the person. They fit into your life as it is now. There's not really a whole lot of change that needs to be done. The relationship contributes positively to personal growth, and it's often easier to maintain than the more highly transformative connections. Now, we only got a couple minutes here left, so I'm going to run through these karmic connection indicators real quick. There's a powerful attraction that develops quickly. There are repeating relationship patterns or cycles. There are strong emotional highs and lows. Unresolved wounds and insecurities are frequently activated. There is a lot of difficulty breaking unhealthy patterns. You feel drawn back to the connection despite recurring problems and issues. The relationship centers around learning specific life lessons. One or both people may struggle with boundaries. The connection often feels unfinished until the lesson is learned. Significant personal growth can occur, but the relationship itself may not be long-term. Now, with all that being said, every connection is unique and labels are often less important than the lessons, growth, and healing that the relationship brings into your life. So instead of focusing on the question, what is this person to me? Try to focus on, what is this connection teaching me? How is it helping me grow? What wounds is it bringing to the surface for healing? And how am I different because of this experience? I hope this information has helped you all to understand a little bit more about the differences between all of these connections. Next week, we will be talking about separation, twin flame separation, discussing why it happens and what you can do to navigate it in a healthy way. So, as always, I feel so blessed to be here talking to you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your night or day wherever you are in the world. I'm Mary Miller, and this has been Twin Flames Live. Blessings to you all.